Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the udder of the goat or of the sheep, once it is tied, it looks bigger than what it really is. So after milking it, you discover that you have been fooled. You have the choice. And there are different types of choices. So it's not only the choice of the location or the gathering area when I buy and sell before separating. No, there are other types. And we have also other explanations to do. Maybe we will take it quickly and then go for the questions. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith of Hakim ibn Hizam told us about the reasons that we can get blessing of transactions. What are they? Being honest and showing the defects. And no Muslim would hide things from his brother Muslim. Otherwise, his Islam is not complete. Ya Sheikh, I'd like to sell my car, but nobody is going to buy it if I say that it had 6 accidents and 5 rollovers and 10 times the engine broke. Okay, no problem. Nobody buys it, alhamdulillah. But to sell it to someone and not say anything, what will happen? The Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, that if you sell a product and you are honest and you tell the truth and you expose what's wrong in it, Allah will bless the transaction. Even if you get very little money, the money will be blessed by Allah. And the car or the merchandise will be blessed by Allah. Blessing comes from Allah. We need the blessing of Allah in everything we have, in our money, in our health, in our food, in our houses. So if you seek blessings other than Allah, you're doomed. And if you conceal the defects, if you don't tell him, listen, the tire is not good, it's flat, the engine has oil in it, or this or that. If you conceal and you lie, Allah would take the blessing of your transaction. So even if you sell it for a million, so I have a million, I'm a millionaire. What happens next? Your child is ill. Take him to the hospital, they take 200,000 for operation. You make an accident with your car, it's not insured, you give another 300,000. You get illness, you get debts, you get things to pay, the money is gone. There is no barakah. But that first person with 1,000, Allah has blessed it so much, it lasted for a year. And it's generating a lot of barakah to the house. So this we have to always keep in mind. Do we have any questions? Let's start from the right. Yes, the brother at the end.
My question is based on the fourth point which you said. One should possess that object which he is selling. So if I find any natural resource, for example, gold, silver, or any antique, for example, a coin or anything, an old coin, so does it make it permissible for me to sell that, or it's a government property or something?
It's called as a rikaz. And this is the treasure found by someone in the ground. So what's the ruling on that? Zakat is due on a number of things. And among them is the things that you find buried in the ground, whether in your property or in the desert, providing it is something that has the seal of disbelievers, meaning it's a treasure of pre-Islamic origin. In this case, yes. And you can utilize it. You have to pay 1/5 of it, if I recall correctly, to the treasury of the Muslims, Bayt al-Mal. If you find gold or silver or minerals in your property, then again, this depends on the Muslim ruler who rules your country. And of course, by default, it depends on the government's regulations. Some countries say that the property and what's in it is yours. In this case, if you find a gold mine, alhamdulillah, it's mine. Some countries say, no, this is for the whole population, will give you a compensation and we will confiscate it from you. So I hope this answers the question. From the left, yes, the brother.
Sheikh, as you said, a man purchases a thing for $100 and when he goes to the next shop, he realizes that the thing is of only 5 rupees. Now, can he have the option of getting back to the first store and getting his money back? The second question is that the choice of separation. In this case is where we live in, once the bill gets printed and we are not separated yet, we cannot cancel the deal. Is it valid here, the hadith? Can we cancel the deal?
First, about your question, which deals about buying something far, far, far more than it's actually worth. In Islamic conditions and societies, yes, you have to return it. And some jurors maybe make it into 20%. So if it's less than 20%, it's okay. If you buy something that is 20% or less, more than what the market value is, they say it's okay. This is what some jurors say. But if it's more, like $100 and 5 rupees, there is a sky and earth difference between both of them. Islamically, yes, you can go to the first shop and tell him that you have fooled me in selling it. But are we applying this nowadays? Most shops you will find in the Muslim world, I'm not talking about non-Muslim world. In Muslim world, you'll find a sign saying that whatever you purchase, you cannot return and you cannot refund. Well, who says this? If I buy something and it's broke, what do you mean I cannot return it? I've been cheated. I have the right Islamically, but nobody unfortunately applies the Islamic concept. As for the second question, which is returning the merchandise after the bill was printed. Again, we're talking about Islamic regulations. Even if the bill was printed Islamically, you can cancel the bill and you always have this documentation canceled and you print a 000 invoice showing that this is was refunded or canceled Islamically. Yes, you have to. The separation, as in the hadith, is physical. You have to leave. One would say, okay, what about buying on the internet? I put a code or something. This is, again, if they were Islamically dealing with you, yes, turning off your PC would be considered to be separating. Likewise on the phone. If you buy something that you're sure of its description, not someone telling you, I have a car, and you say, I buy it. And you don't see it, you don't know it, you don't know what the specifications. No, if you have a car or some kind of merchandise that you can specifically describe, and it's exactly accurately as you want. And on the phone, I'll buy it, and he says, okay, I'll sell it. Transaction is done, salam alaikum, alaikum salam. You hang up, this is considered to be part of the separation. Amir Rahman.
Salaam alaikum, Sheikh. When we talk about khiyar, and two people agreeing to certain terms, as we said. But what's the surety?
Okay. Now, in Islam, the sales, the transactions are done verbally. Marriage in Islam is very beautiful, very easy. Try it. The guardian of the girl says to the boy coming, he says, I give you my daughter in marriage. And there are two witnesses or more. And the boy says, I accept. Khalas, it's done. She's married to him. She's married? Yes. No walima, no wedding, no, we didn't discuss the mahar, no need. She's your wife, take her. Likewise in transactions, it is done and confirmed by saying verbally. The man says, I sell you my product for 1,000. And he says, I accept, it's done. After a day or two, you cannot come and say, listen, no one was there, so you have to bring evidence. This happened with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet outside of Medina saw a man, a Bedouin, with a horse. How much? So and so. I buy it. The man says, I sell it. Khalas, the transaction is done. The Prophet told him, come to Medina, I'll give you the money. The man came to Medina. On the way, he saw a group of tribesmen who saw the horse and gave him more money, not knowing that he already had sold it to the Prophet. So he gave them the horse and took the money and went to Medina. And the Prophet saw him and said, where's my horse? The Bedouin said, what horse? He said, the horse I bought from you. He said, no, I did not sell it. He said, yes, you did. He said, no, I didn't. What can we do? The sale has been done. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, I bought it from you. And the man said, where is your witness? Astaghfirullah. He's saying to the Prophet, alayhi salam, where is your witness? And the Prophet said, I don't have a witness. Khuzaymah ibn Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, stood up and said, I testify, Prophet of Allah, that you bought the horse from him. He said, Khuzaymah, how do you testify on something you did not see? He said, Prophet of Allah, I believe that the revelation comes to you from the heavens. Don't you want me to believe you in a horse? So the Prophet laughed, alayhi salatu salam, and made his testimony, Khuzaymah, may Allah be pleased with him, of two. Usually you need two men to testify on something. The Prophet made his testimony as of two because of that incident. So transactions happen by selling. Someone proposes, I give you my merchandise for this much, and you say, I accept, khalas, it's done. Nowadays, unfortunately, because people are more of cheating and lying, they have to authenticate this. But Islamically speaking, if you go back on your transaction after we have done it, you are sinful at the sight of Allah. Maybe you will escape the punishment here in court or in jail, but you are held accountable at the sight of Allah. Until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.